Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you to the Lady Barbers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home wins their non-conference finale of the regular season, actually invoking the Mercer rule, and they end up being Russellville tonight by a final score of 52-25. We're first going to get you our Dewey and Sons player of the game. That is going to be Leah Jackson. She ended up with 16 points off the bench tonight, including 9 from behind the arc. Just a well-rounded game for her tonight. As far as the offensive end, not only getting the three-pointers, but getting a couple of key layups as well to help Mountain Home get the 27-point victory. She was one of three players in double figures for the Lady Bombers. Emma Martin ended up with 12 points on the night, and Emily Payne had 10. 8 points for Kate Gilbert and 6 for Anna Grace Foreman. No one was in double figures tonight for Russellville. Sarah Velasquez ended up being the leading scorer with 9 points. 6 on the night for Mariah Ellis, 4 for Pilar Handy, 3 for Olivia Barnes, 2 for Megan Fleming, and 1 for Gracie Campbell. This game had no ties, no lead changes. Once Mountain Home took the lead, they didn't relinquish it, even though Russell did cut it to 5 at one point in the second quarter. But Mountain Home was able to pull away in that second half and invoke the Mercer rule. Mountain Home ended up with 13 turnovers on the night. Russellville had 16 turnovers this evening. So with the victory, Mount Home is going to improve to 11-2 on the season. Lady Cyclones are going to fall to 5-6. So Mount Home will get ready for their 5A East opener, which will be this coming Friday night at Jonesboro. I know we'll be talking more about that at halftime in the boys' game. But again, it was a good win tonight for Mountain Home. And that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show. We'll come back in probably in about 4.5 minutes and get the boys portion of our doubleheader started. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes. Again, our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Russellville 52-25. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.